Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jill Schlesinger is with us this morning from JillOnMoney.com. Weekends here on WBEN. And just before we get into the economy, I hope you're happy because I know you're a big Ted Lasso fan and it won big at the Emmys last night.
So happy, so happy, so happy indeed. Although Mayor of Eastham, I love the Queen's Gambit, but, you know, Mayor should have won that best series. Just saying. Okay, oh. That's my little out there on a limb proclamation that will get me hate mail. Sorry.
All right. Hey, well, listen, we're kind of in a weird time, right? The COVID has cooled down economic growth, right? Number one.
Yep.
But inflation remains elevated.
Yeah. And this is a condition that is often described as stagflation. Stagnating economic growth combined with high prices or inflation. And I think that this is a concern for investors and also for the Federal Reserve, which starts its big two-day meeting tomorrow. And the reason we're not talking about like the economy is growing down and we're calming down and we're going into a recession. We're saying that instead of getting 7% growth, which is huge, 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 right? We used to get like 2.5 or 3% growth would be a great year. But coming after the worst recession since the Great Depression, we were kind of hoping for 7% growth. Now it looks like maybe it's 5.5 or 6%. So it's a downgrade of that growth expectation because of the Delta variant. But prices still remain pretty high. And I think that that's a real concern to the Fed because it is very difficult to manage an economy that's slowing down at the same time that prices remain high. And it gives them very few options for this upcoming meeting except to do nothing.
Yeah, I was about to say, what do you expect the Fed to do? Because it seems like they're in a tough position. I would imagine, I mean, I certainly have no idea how to handle it. But even for people who have their minds wrapped around the entire situation, it would have to be tough to figure out how to best, you know, tweak things in order to get that growth started.
Yeah, I don't think that they have a great option right this moment, except to wait and see how things play out. And that's exactly what they've said that we should do. Jerome Powell, he's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. He has said that Fed officials have decided that they will let inflation run a little hotter than they would like. And when they say a little hotter, it's a lot hotter. It's, you know, they usually like 2% and it's more than double that right now. So they want to let the price situation come into better focus as supply chains ease up, maybe into early next year before they start attacking the problem of higher prices. How would they attack high prices? Well, they would have a couple of different levers to pull. One is they can stop buying the bonds that they started to buy as an emergency measure back in the spring of 2020. And they can also start raising interest rates. I just want to point out to everyone that we've made an enormous amount of progress since the COVID virus hit. I mean, we've got 17 million jobs of the 22 million loss. We have them back. The economy is growing. And so it's hard to reconcile the fact that our monetary policy interest rates are exactly the same as they were back in April of 2020 when we were in the worst of this. So I think there are a lot of folks on the sidelines saying to the Fed, look, you guys got to move faster. The Fed's just worried they want more of those jobs back and they want to see whether or not some of those price pressures ease on their own.
And even if we're not going to see 7% growth this year, we shouldn't be complaining about, you know, 5%, right?
Right. I wouldn't complain about it except to say that nobody who watches these numbers feels good about a change, right? And I think the Delta variant really did take many economists by surprise. It shouldn't have because we were hearing about it for months across the globe. But what the fear now is that you get a slowdown in growth, which essentially is, let's say, instead of putting 500,000 or 600,000 or 700,000 people every month back on the payroll, that you're only getting a couple hundred thousand, and that you have a longer lasting labor market that's still in transition, at the same time that prices remain too high. And so we really have to watch these things. I don't think that everything is just going to miraculously cure itself. So I think the Fed is going to have to act sooner than they'd like. And that could definitely change the perspective of where we are in the marketplace. I'll also point out that today you're going to wake up, you're going to hear about the stock markets dropping by, you know, the Dow is down 500 points. Everyone just calm down, take a deep breath. It's a 1% move. It is a combination of factors, but and we were still within 3% of all-time highs. So everyone just deep breath.
Okay? All right. Good to keep in mind. Jill, I want to get your thoughts on this. I was talking about this last week, and it started off, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek, but then it took me like 2 minutes to come around and say, why are we not actually doing this? I thought this was how the economy is supposed to work. All across the country, and here in New York State, we heard the governor talk about it yesterday, there's a crisis in a lack of school bus drivers, and you know, a shortage in just about everything. But there's some kids who aren't getting to school. Some kids are getting to school 2 hours late. There's not enough bus drivers. There's not enough buses. This is something that we've been talking about for months and months and months. Just now we're acting on it. I said last week, why are we not offering, for the time being, for the next 7-8 months, $100 an hour to drive a school bus? We need them desperately. And, you know, for example, the Buffalo school district here was given $1 billion between state and federal money, you know, as part of their funding this year, in part to help get kids back in the classroom. Am I crazy in saying like that? Isn't that supposed to be how things work? And why aren't we moving in that direction?
Well, first of all, I don't think it would take $100 an hour. So I'm pretty sure that if you said, you know, minimum wage is $15 an hour, and now you can, you know, let's do $30 an hour with benefits, I think you'd get people driving. So yeah, you should just pay people more. That's how the laws of supply and demand work. There is something unique going on in that I think that many municipalities just aren't acting quickly enough. And it seems so crazy, right? Well, you know, we work so hard to get our schools open and no one thought about how we get the kids to the classroom. That seems nuts, right?
I crazy and think if this happened in a private industry, there'd be like, you know, an entire board out of work?
Well, maybe not, because, you know, you hear about all those companies that are like sucking their thumbs and saying like, well, we can't find anyone. Well, just pay them more. And if you can't pay them more, then you have to stop complaining. That is the law of supply and demand. It does funny that these companies never complained when they were happy to pay people like basically below living wages and still make money. But no one seemed to have a problem with that, right? Like no one had like an ethical problem with the fact that they were paying people wages that were so low that these people had to work three different jobs. And now that that someone can walk into an Amazon warehouse and make $18 an hour, get full benefits, and they say, oh, you know, this is terrible. Is it? Is that terrible? It's terrible that you can't match it, but it's not terrible for workers. It's actually good for workers.
A lot of interesting things to, you know, they're coming up at the opposite end of this pandemic. Jill, thanks for helping us sort through it every week. As always, Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, here every Monday morning with us and her show, Jill on Money, every weekend on WBEN.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.